dying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So, we're looking at a couple of films this week. First off, French film, musical biography, I understand, The Dancer.
Yep. It's more or less just about the life of a stage pioneer, Louis Fuller, who was one of the pioneers of stage lighting. So before that, it was just generic lighting or no lighting at all, but she decided to bring some colour and a bit more life into the dances that she performed.
That's intriguing. The history of stage lighting, certainly an area I would not have thought about, but somebody's going to do it, and it is raised to a bit of an art form these days.
Yeah. So as you can tell, that this Louis Fuller, this movie was set, and the real Louis Fuller was living around the turn of the 20th century, so between 1890 to about 1910. And but the movie itself, like, honestly, I feel like the director and the cinematographer watched the film and went, this is good enough. Like, it didn't really feel like they made a really big and genuine effort to try and capture the life of Louis Fuller on the screen. So, for example, this movie is all about color, as I mentioned earlier, but yet all of the scenes seem really washed out, nearly monochromatic. And so I'm like, this isn't really giving the energy that it really deserves someone who pioneered stage lighting.
Okay, a bit of an interesting one. So, musical biography, perhaps not quite worth the price of admission?
Look, honestly, I was more excited to watch Elaine trying to dance on Seinfeld than I was to watch this movie. Like, nothing in this film really seemed like they were giving a genuine effort in trying to capture the life of Louis Fuller.
Okay, The Dancer, maybe give that one a miss. The second one we're talking about, and I was intrigued to find out this one's actually a sequel and not just a straight remake. Now, the 1990 film starring Kiefer Sutherland, Flatliners, it's now received a sequel, 27 years later. Same name, Flatliners. What do we think?
So it follows more or less the same plot that the original did, which is that a couple of medical students decide to experiment with death. And it's probably the only film where it's not a spoiler to say the main characters die, because that's the whole point. And so then they die because they want to try and see what the afterlife is like and then come back to life. Mm. So they have the other medical students helping out, bringing them back to life and resuscitating them. And so the direction is good. And I think that some of the scenes towards the end of the film were very scary. Probably at some points even a bit more scary than It. And that's sort of like the benchmark of horror films this year. Other than that, it had a decent story, especially, again, in the later parts of the film. But obviously the premise is going to drive a lot of people away. If I tell you that the story is about, you know, four medical students that decide to kill themselves as part of a science experiment, most people go, yeah, I'm going to give that a miss. Mm. But, the plot does tend to get a bit melodramatic. At some points, I was like, am I watching The OC? Is this some sort of teen melodrama thing that I'm watching? Like, I sort of got a bit tuned out because of that. I didn't really enjoy that bit so much because they tried to sandwich like melodrama with horror, and it didn't quite work as well as I'm sure the script writer hoped.
Okay, so it might be a good one for horror fans. I'm going to put this one to you. I haven't gotten along and seen It this weekend yet. I'm a bit of a horror fan. If I'm going along and spending my money this weekend, should I see Flatliners or should I see It?
It definitely has a much better, much more engaging story, and even though it's not quite as scary, it's still a fairly enjoyable ride for horror fans.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.